You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. So who is grafted in? That's the question. Who's the covenant, the new covenant, both the old and the new covenant with? If you don't know, it's the house of Israel, the house of Judah. I was reading, and if you're a Gentile, you got to become one of those too. In the end, God is going to gather the house of Israel, the 10 northern tribes from the pagan lands that they were exiled to when he divorced them because they were committing idolatry against him and sinning. That's right, they were ignoring God's laws. And they were keeping pagan holidays. Exactly what the Christian teachers today tell you that you're supposed to do because you're a Gentile. No, the Gentiles who do not have a covenant relationship with God, they do those things. And they're not in the game. Jesus is not returning for them. The house of Israel, the whole house of Israel, they do not do these things. They do not do these sins. And because the house of Israel did, God divorced them and got rid of them. But in Jeremiah 16:14, it says, "Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and the lands where he had driven them. For I will bring them back into their land, and I will give, which I gave to their fathers." Wow. Today, come Passover, all you hear about is when God led Israel out of Egypt, out of slavery, and eventually they wound up in the promised land. But there's coming a time when that's not going to come up. It's going to be instead, "The Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them." Verse 16, "Behold, I will send for many fishermen, says the Lord, and they shall fish them. Afterward, I shall send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. For my eyes are on all their ways, and they are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity hidden from my eyes." So they're still out there sinning like all of the Gentiles. Verse 18, "And first I will repay double for their iniquity and their sin, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcass that are detestable and abominable idols." And boy, does the church practice idolatry today. Verse 19, "O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles," that's okay, "the Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, worthless and unprofitable things." They don't even know who they are. They believe that they are Gentiles. But remember, the context of this thing is God is gathering up Israel from the lands of the Gentiles where he'd driven them. Because of their sins, they come back and they're repenting because they've inherited worthless and unprofitable things from their fathers. It's talking about the church fathers, folks, here. Them guys ain't my fathers, but the church fathers, quote-unquote, are the ones that gave them all of these sins. "Will a man make gods for himself which are not gods? Therefore, behold, this once caused them to know, and I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord." He's going to bring them back. He's going to forgive their sins, and they're going to enter into this covenant relationship with God, and they are going to worship the true God and not Satan. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.